Well, with the change of the weather and the change of the seasons, it's, I don't know if it's officially wintertime, but it is officially wintertime because the winter term for the Taconic Learning Center is upon us, and that means Tom Grunewald and Larry Rand are also upon us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, and hello, Marshall.
Well,
good to be with you, Marshall.
It's nice to have you guys back. And once again, it is time for the winter session of the Taconic Learning Center, where classes are offered. And basically, if you're not a member of Taconic Learning Center, you attend these classes, you just become a member of the Taconic Learning Center. And it is just a great way to stimulate your mind, have something great to do, and also mingle with other people and share thoughts and ideas. So with all that put aside, what's coming up for this winter? Who wants to take the lead here?
Well, I'm going to let Larry do that, except I have a question. Am I right, Larry, that for the winter session, there is a remarkably large selection of classes?
Yes, we're doing quite well this year, actually. We have, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, sorry to count here, but 5, 6, 7 courses being offered.
Wow.
So, and in fact, it's 8. I take it back. We have one really special class, I mean, several special classes, but John Robinson is offering a course on jazz, and he's titled it A King, a Duke, and a Count with a Woody, Jazz Royalty of the Swing Era. And that's offered on Mondays.
And you've got to add, Larry, that he has a note. Jitterbugging, while not technically prohibited, is at your own risk and may be frowned upon by the health authorities. I love that.
You're right, Tom. That's a great addition.
You know, I would imagine that this course is going to be really full because we, about 6 months ago, switched our programming and we moved a program with Robert Parker called Swing That Jazz, which is about this type of music, into our daytime slot around 1 o'clock. And the response that we have received from people, and we always also run it in the evening, but the response we've received from people about that type of jazz music has been unbelievable.
That is great to hear. So we have that, and we have also on Monday, but in the afternoon, we have a Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, How Life Works course that's going to be moderated by Lynn Welchel. And it's one of the great courses series that we introduced a part of a couple of terms ago. So,
and again, the course descriptions are very amusing this time, that a science background, no more than high school chemistry, is required.
It doesn't say successful high school chemistry either. So
yeah.
That's right. Just to be a participant in it. Well, I think by having so many classes, and Tom, you can chip in on this, it really opens up avenues for more and more people to attend. And what I try to tell people when we talk about the Taconic Learning Center is this is a learning center that is for everybody. Some people say to me, well, do you have to be a retiree? No, if you have the time and you have time on your hands and you want to do something with that time, this is for anybody.
That is true. Now, I have to read because Jerry Jammin always makes hysterically funny course descriptions. And so this one is truly special. His course is called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And here's what he has to say. There are 193 sovereign countries. Most have occupied the bad or ugly buckets for a substantial portion of their histories. Occupancy rates in the good bucket are much lower. Because your president relies solely on his capacious gut to make national security decisions, our intelligence agencies have found alternate activities to justify their budgets. The Central Intelligence Agency has made an international database available to me, Jerry, on a need-to-know basis. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a classic Western movie. The Hollywood portrayals of bad and ugly behavior are less awful than the stuff that countries do while pretending to be good. The There are no prerequisites for this course, but a sense of humor may help you to prevail over the bastards, perhaps.
Oh, gosh. Now, who's doing that How Churchill Changed the World course?
That's Bruce Montgomery. And Bruce is a major fan of Winston Churchill, as many of us are. And so I found that there were several courses offered by Great Courses, you know, which is a series of lectures by college professors. And Bruce just jumped on this one, and he said, I really want to do this. So he is moderating this. And it's described as a presentation of Great Courses program featuring Great Britain's most celebrated statesman, Winston Churchill, and his varied talents as a politician, public servant, soldier, writer, and artist, as well as his many significant contributions to the world. And so Bruce is offering that on Wednesdays between 1 and 3 in the afternoon.
At GEAR.
At GEAR, correct.
Can I run with the next one, Larry?
Please do.
Because it's rather complicated. Mark Scarborough.
Oh, great, great guy.
Is back at the Taconic Learning Center with the in conjunction with the Norfolk Library, and he's doing now. The times and the dates are different here. On Thursdays at 10:30 at the Norfolk Library, he's doing six sessions of on Bach's Christmas Oratorio. 1 week on each of the six cantatas in the larger work with healthy doses of Prussian history and continental politics of the time. This course is being offered at the Norfolk Library and starts a week earlier than most of our other classes. It starts on January 9th. Class members should reserve the library's parking lot for those with mobility issues. So that's going to be a big success for everybody.
And we're so happy to be able to get Mark back again. Yes. Now, Tom Key has offered winter courses for many years for TLC, and there's a common theme to his courses. And that theme is historical events have begun with a certain expectation, but the result has been quite different oftentimes. So he's offering the course, which he describes as beginnings, endings, and a beginning of an end. So he's covering many historical events, all the way from starting with Bonnie Prince Charles, the Battle of Culloden, and the end of the Stuart attempt to regain the English crown, and going all the way to World War II, and the deception of the Germans by the British as an important part of the Normandy invasion. That will be extremely interesting. And he's offering this course at Noble Horizons on Friday morning, 10 to noon, and starting on January the 17th. So, Tom, do you want to run with the next one?
Robert Rumsey is doing the play reading course this term, and he's reading and discussing plays by Terence Rattigan. Rattigan, who is considered polite, really did write things that are a little deeper and tougher than we expect him to be. And Robert Rumsey writes that he suspects that the huge success of Downton Abbey may have something to do with tempting the resurrecting interest in the mores of the British social elite. Given all this, it is tempting to see Rattigan's plays as charming and refreshing interludes from postmodern angst and continental complexities. But are they? We shall see. In my experience, they are tougher than what we're thinking about usually.
Very good. So that course will be offered on Friday mornings.
It's at 1 o'clock. at Noble Horizon, not in the morning.
Robert has also offered to provide a course on four Shakespeare plays. And he says in his description, we will read and discuss Shakespeare's four Roman plays, so-called because they are set either directly in or in the orbit of the Eternal City. And Robert Rumsey is offering this course on Tuesdays, 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 3, and that will be at Noble Horizons starting on January the 14th.
I think it's time for us to tell people how they can connect with Taconic Learning Center.
Well, I was going to say there's a couple of easy ways which they can connect. There's the web, and there's, of course, a telephone. So who wants to go over that information?
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay. Well, you can connect on the web by going to tlcnwct.org. And there you will find a menu which will take you to the course descriptions and to a registration page, and you can register for the course right there.
And should we tell people that while you're free to come to any of these classes, you really should feel the obligation to donate the $60 that we request? You can do more, but we do request the $60 for the whole year.
Well, that's the whole thing, the whole year.
You're entitled to take any course you want as you become a member. We really appreciate that, and the donations are used to provide money for the places that give us classrooms.
And cookies.
That's right. Classrooms and cookies. It can't get any better than that. All right, so now registration for the winter term is open. It begins in January. And once again, if you go on the web and you can't remember, if you just type in Taconic Learning Center, guess what, folks? It comes up. It's an amazing thing what happens when you live in the area. So you can find all the information you need on the web. But also, you can call 860-364-9363 as well. Guys, it's great to speak to you again. Hopefully it'll be warmer the next time we speak.
Indeed. Absolutely. And thank you, Marshall.
Thanks ever so much, Marshall.